So we're turning to Hebrews chapter 11 this morning and verse 32. And I think the writer of Hebrews must have been an experienced preacher. Because when he comes to this point and he asks, "What more shall I say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and Barak and Samson and Jephthah." One paraphrase puts it like this: "I could go on, but I've run out of time." In my early years as a preacher, I often prepared enough material for 4 sermons because I was always fearful that I would run out of material too soon. And no one had ever told me that preachers generally don't get criticized for preaching short sermons. Well, Hebrews 11:32 is like a preacher, and it comes to 10 past 12. And he knows he's got to finish, but he's got a lot more to say. And so he says, time would fail me, he says. As he picks out these 4 men of faith from the Old Testament. 4 men from the period of the Judges. A wild era in Israel's history. A time we read when everyone did what was right in his own eyes. It's a bit like the UK in 2020. Everyone doing what they think is right in their own eyes. Particularly when it comes to God. But we can learn from these 4 men that he mentions. Gideon, who defeated the Midianites. Barak, who defeated the Canaanites. Samson, who defeated the Philistines. And Jephthah, who defeated the Ammonites. They were men of faith. They're mentioned only here in the New Testament. And although they were men of faith, they also had significant flaws. There are 2 ways that people imagine they can come to God this morning. There is the way of the Bible, the way that God reveals, the way of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, the way of grace, grace alone, that we don't come by to God because of what we do, what we try and earn favor with God somehow. No, we come to God through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And these men of faith of the Old Testament were men who looked forward to Jesus Christ, Jesus the Messiah. Because the word Christ is a title. It means the Messiah. And they looked forward and they believed that God would one day send the mighty deliverer. They were deliverers in their day. But they looked forward to a time when God would send the final deliverer. The deliverer from sin and hell and death. And they looked forward to the coming of the seed of the woman who would come to crush the head of the serpent. They looked forward to the Messiah who would come, Jesus Christ. And if you're a man, a woman, a boy or girl of faith this morning, that's the way you come to God. Not trusting in yourself, but looking to what Jesus Christ has accomplished for you, the Son of God. And you say, he loved me. He gave himself for me. He lived a perfect life, a holy life for me. He died on the cross for my sins. He rose from the dead to justify me, to put me right before God, before the presence of a holy God in heaven. That's the way I come to God. And that's the way these men came to God. Yes, they had flaws, but they had faith. And I want to ask you as we start this morning, are you a man or woman of faith? Are you trusting in Jesus Christ? You say, upon a life I did not live, Jesus lived it for me. Upon a death I did not die, Jesus died for me. Jesus' life, Jesus' death, upon him I rest my whole eternity. These men were men of faith. Are you a person of faith? A man, a woman, a boy, a girl of faith? Well, let's see what we can learn from these men of faith this morning. Because we learn first of Gideon, who was fearful. Gideon was fearful. The angel of the Lord came to Gideon one day and said to him, "The Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor." It was a surprising word to Gideon. The Midianites were oppressing the people of God. The Midianites were a vast army who came every year just at harvest time. Just as the Israelites were harvesting their crops, and they would plunder everything. Ride in on their camels, take everything, ride out. And then the following year, they would do the same thing again. And they came back again and again and again. Every year at harvest time, the people of God were losing everything they'd worked for because the Midianites kept invading. So in response to that crisis, God, as it were, tapped Gideon on the shoulder and said, I'm going to use you to deliver my people. But Gideon was fearful. He kept asking, are you sure, you say? Are you sure you mean me? Are you sure? Gideon was fearful. And there was a showdown coming between the children of Israel and the invading Midianites. And people were getting ready for that battle, everyone except Gideon. He was still fearful, still not sure if he was the right man to lead Israel. And so fearful Gideon asked God for a sign. He put out a fleece, a sheepskin, and asked God to make the fleece wet and the ground dry. And he said if God did that, it would be a sign to him that God was with him. And when God did it, it still wasn't enough. So Gideon asked him to do it in reverse, make the ground wet and the fleece dry. You can read about it in Judges chapter 6. And only then did Gideon overcome his fears, finally believe that God had told him that he was to be the deliverer. But he was fearful. And if you're fearful, and in your life you've heard this expression of putting out a fleece, it's a sign actually of weak faith. There was a man who used to talk to me from time to time, looking for a wife. And he would put out a fleece. And he waited and waited and waited, put out a fleece, put out a fleece, put out a fleece. He's still not married. I say to him, look, it'd be better if you invited her for a cup of coffee rather than put out a fleece. But he's fearful, you see. So when you see Gideon, you see someone who's fearful, and yet God, by the grace of God, takes this fearful man and makes him a deliverer. Now you may be a man or a woman of faith this morning. You may be trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ, and yet in the light of everything that's happening around us, you may be fearful. And there are many temptations around us at this moment to take our eyes off Jesus, the great deliverer, the sinless one, to worship the idols of this world, to be addicted to the computer, to struggle to worship God and not the cult of entertainment that is so prevalent around us, to prioritize work or sport or family or a thousand and one things before God. So at times you may feel fearful. You may sense that God is calling you in some way, if you're not a Christian, to trust him. Or if you are a Christian, to serve him. To pray. To serve God in some new venture. To step out in faith in an area of your life.